Our service today has been different. It will be even still more different. But I'm only going to share 5 minutes.
That's
impossible. You see how they treat me here, brother? I'm telling you. Well, I know of this God who says that whatever is impossible for man, right, is possible for God. So I like just to have our heads, our minds, our souls just again tune into to this. I'm just going to read a couple of verses. This is probably the shortest psalm out there, Psalm 117, and it says as follows: Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is the steadfast love towards us. His steadfast love towards us. And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. That's it. That's the song. Let's pray. Lord, I have come here to this place to praise you, to worship you. And everything that we have done, Lord, it's not just for our ears. Everything we have done, Lord, is for you. And we pray that you receive it. We pray, God, that our hearts may be just connected to you in a special way. And that whatever we do here today, Lord, is not just a matter of the moment, but a matter of the heart. And we may carry this with us today. We pray that your presence, Lord, will bless our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, 5 minutes, brother. I said, this is not the norm. This is different today. Because I really wanted to take advantage of Jude, since he was going to be here, and just ask him to lead us and have the Spirit just do the Spirit's thing. Right? Sometimes we intervene with our words. But I wanted to keep it short. Now, some of you may enjoy this, right? Some of you,
yes.
Right? And maybe some will not. But to be honest, and this is just me, I don't mind one way or another. Whether we have the complete order of service when we have all these elements in it or we don't, or we just sing, it doesn't matter to me. You know what's really important? That we're here. Now, my professors of worship would not say that that's kosher. They would probably argue that I'm deviating from the norm. That I'm doing something that is different and that's not right. Because although worship services have to have all these elements, but I tell you, I'll let them at it, okay? I think that more important than everything that we do on Sunday morning is our attitude. It's what we bring to the table. It's who we are and who God is. Now, this is a very short psalm, and I'm counting the seconds. It has two verses, and has one request. The request to praise the Lord, and to extol the Lord. Okay, now, I know that you're counting, right? And I said, it only says one thing, but then I tell you two. Right? Because it says to praise the Lord, and then it says to extol the Lord. Now, what does it mean to extol the Lord? to praise, but there's a descriptor, right? I looked it up because I didn't know. To praise enthusiastically. Enthusiasm. Right. So it says praise the Lord, and then it says praise Him, but praise Him with enthusiasm. Amen. Okay. I've done this forever, okay, guys? And I was hoping that by now this would be like that moment where we all would say, yes, yes, praise Him with enthusiasm, right? My. All right, we'll keep working at it. I'm telling you, I'm not tired. I'll continue doing this. Now, there's a second part to the song. And it describes why. The reasoning why we should praise the Lord. And it gives two, all right? There's one thing we need to do, and that is to praise Him. And then it says there's two reasons for that. And the first one is that He is great in His steadfast love for us. There's that word again, right? He mentioned it. And you remember the Hebrew. I love the word in Hebrew. Hesed. Right? Right? You know it by now. Steadfast love for us. Hesed. The second part is that His faithfulness endures. How long?
Forever.
Now, I know that God loves me. His steadfast love is with us all the time. And His faithfulness endures forever. And you know why I know that this is true? There's this one verse in the Bible that all of you all know. For God, that, come on. Yes, there you go. For God so loved the world that He gave, so that we would have eternal life. Steadfast love. Faithfulness forever. Now I'm going to ask the band to come up. And we're going to sing a song. It's called The Stand. And while we sing this, you might sing along or you might just think about it. Just think about who it is,